叶主席，我想用英语来谈谈我的看法。Thank you, Chair. Thanks for your leadership and the input made by other delegations. We think that the current text has included a number of constructive elements, such as the key functions and references to veto and exclusion. China welcomes this. With regard to the questions mentioned by the Chair, in order to address concerns about dual-use systems, we propose and we would like to see expressions such as a military nature included in the text, but we are open to other proposals and solution. Second, with regard to the part of exclusion, we welcome the current formulation. As for the specific weapon systems to be mentioned here, we think that can be decided through further discussion. And third, with regard to the length of the text, we are flexible. In order to reduce ambiguity and enhance readability, we suggest that it would be better to keep the text shorter, especially that we should take into consideration the problem of translation into different languages. And I'd like also to make two specific points. First, some expressions, some terms included in the text now may lead to different understanding of the scope and boundaries of laws. For example, when it says that laws is a system consisting of one or more weapons and technological component, does it mean that a single weapon cannot be defined as laws, as it has to be integrated with other components? And do these technological components include information system and command and control system? If so, how to distinguish between the notion of weapon system and the notion of combat system? I think different delegations may have different views. These questions need to be further clarified. In particular, when formulating concrete measures, we still need later a consensus-based definition of laws whose scope and boundaries should be clear and precise. This is of great significance, both for the parties to better interpret, apply, and implement the existing international law, and also for the formulation of new instrument. Second, and nevertheless, China believes that the relevant ambiguity and uncertainties brought by the current text still have their value and could be seen as constructive ambiguity that enables the GGE to integrate it, to combine the views of all parties to the greatest extent possible at this stage. Since the law's discussions has entered its second decade, and we really need a working characterization to facilitate substantive progress during the discussions for other topics. So China will continue to work with other delegations, and we continue to support the chair, taking into full consideration of the views of all parties in order to improve the formulation of the working characterization. Thank you.